I'll talk about Ted Cruz first. Ted Cruz, I want you to listen to me. This campaign is about conservatism, and that man at the end of stage is no conservative. I am the only candidate in this race who is an actual conservative. That's how the whole conservative thing came about. Ted Cruz, in a debate with Trump. He must have said conservative 30 times during that debate. But what did Ted Cruz do wrong? Has so many people like Jack Posobiec and little Matty Walsh. Man, dude, look, if you want to follow Matt Walsh and read him for comic relief, do so. But if you want the proper way to think and analyze something, 6 weeks before he does it, tell your friends they should be listening to this show. So Ted Cruz goes on a vacation with his family to Cancun. And he is from the great state of Texas. And, I haven't been following the story, so I'm not even sure when he left. I'm guessing, but I think because everything erupted yesterday, that he either left on Wednesday or he left early yesterday morning. In any event, the Twitterverse erupts in outrage that Cruz has left Texas and is vacationing while millions of Texans are suffering. This is, and look, Posobiec throws a hissy fit beneath him. Little Matty Walsh throws another hissy fit, which is totally par for the course. Of course, little Ben Shapiro has to weigh in. By the way, use the coupon code Cancun. While Ted Cruz is off derelicting his duty, use the coupon code Cancun. Sign up for the Daily Signal. You'll get 10% off. Coupon code Cancun. People are demanding that he be recalled now. They're going to start a recall petition. They want him impeached or whatever. What did he actually do? This vacation, as I understand it, was planned many months ago. It was timed for what Cruz thought would be a lull in the Senate schedule at the end of winter and at the start or towards the end of winter and at the start of Lent, a good time to go deep south of the border and to go spend some quality time with Heidi and the girls. Because, you know, on Twitter, Ted Cruz is father of two children and husband to Heidi Cruz, or something to that effect. In any event, the trip was planned, is the point here. So Cruz makes a decision. Oh, I'm just going to go ahead and go. There's no point in me wallowing up in wherever in Texas while all of this is going on. There's nothing I can do about it anyway. I've already made the plans. I'll actually be doing my family a favor by not putting them in harm's way. Now, you idiots out there that think that it's the chivalrous thing to do to take the two daughters, the three females, and bring them into the frozen tundra that is Texas, the hell is wrong with you? Would you do it? If you had the same opportunity, what about the people that fled Texas? Loaded their car up with a neighborhood all around them and fled to where? Arizona, California, I don't know, Florida, wherever they got electricity and running water and heat.
Well, if you left Texas, your Texas card is revoked.
That's right. You are now kicked out of Texas if you left Texas. This isn't about Ted Cruz not being charitable. This is about a bunch of people that have elevated politicians like Cruz to a position of authority and a position of royalty almost. Hell, deity! They haven't earned. You shouldn't give them. Now, if he wants to, what's our boy's name? Rodney Smith Jr.? Okay. If Ted Cruz was Rodney Smith Jr. and on Rodney Smith Jr.'s mission, if you don't know who Rodney Smith Jr. is, Rodney Smith Jr. is the wonderful, I can't say enough good things about Rodney Smith Jr. Rodney Smith Jr. is this man that he'll start this soon. He's probably doing it with the snow. But every spring and summer, he goes into towns. He announces that he's there. Yeah, and he asks all the capable young men to give up an afternoon or a morning of fun or whatever it is that they would be doing and instead join him. Let's go mow some old people's lawns. Let's go pull the weeds from their gardens. They could do it, but we really shouldn't let them. Let's go care for our brothers and sisters that may not have the ability or may not be able to afford to hire someone to tidy up their lawn or their backyard or whatever. And Rodney Smith Jr. does not ask for anything in return. Nothing, but people throw money at him. Now, you can sit there and go like, yeah, come on, KD. Don't you see that's a money-making racket for that guy? I don't know. I've seen that dude interviewed, and I don't detect anything other than this is a mission of charity for him. And he's gotten thousands of young men out of bad activities to join him. And they have a little prayer before they start. I mean, what's not to like about what Rodney Smith Jr.? Yeah, but Mike, he's not Catholic. I don't even know. I never asked the question. I see a guy being charitable, and I'm not going to go up to him and start screaming at him that he has to convert. Like many people, like Matt Walsh probably would. But that's what Rodney Smith does. That's not what Ted Cruz does. A U.S. senator does not shovel snow in his driveway or his neighbor's. Now, if he did, okay, more power to him. Then that's an act of charity and he's free to do it. But to sit there and say that somehow he should have been there trying to get the power back on. How? To do what? This is a failure at every level of Texas government. The legislature, the Railroad Commission, the Power Commission, the governors, Perry and Abbott. And by the by, I don't know if you saw this yesterday in the chat room. Somebody waited until I was off air to post the damn thing. But it's well worth, if you're listening right now, repost it, please. Former Crusade Channel radio host Mark Kreslins went on Facebook and he goes, he found this news item. Now, I looked for it, but I didn't look for it for very long. I didn't see it. I couldn't figure it out because he didn't have a link to it. But this makes total sense to me that this is the way this happened. That when the wind failed and the gas lines were frozen, and they had to fire up to 400% capacity, the coal-fired plants in Texas. Apparently, the Public Service Commission and Governor Abbott had to go on bended knee and beg the Biden regime for permission to fire up the plants. I'm not making this up. They had to go and they had to send a letter saying, hey, we know that we'll be destroying the environment if we do this, but can you give us a little pass so we can, you know, try and heat some homes here? And apparently the answer was not immediate. And Abbott apparently waited for permission from Mordor on the Potomac River to act. Now, again, I got to ask the question, what do you need, you people in Texas, what do you need that exterior, external government for?